him to reconcile himself, all things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Jesus Christ is your hope. Maybe you're here today as we come to a close. Maybe you're here today and you think, you know, Pastor, I want a house. I heard you say you don't want to rent anything. I don't want to rent anything. Can I just tell you something? You can have a house. You can. God will make a way for you to have a home. You may be sitting here and say, man, I heard you talk about, you know, license in college, and man, I want a bride. Maybe a young lady, I want a husband. Can I just tell you? God has someone designed for you. He does. I hope. I hope. I expect. I anticipate. Okay. You know, these are not laughing matters. These are serious issues. One day, you were born into your mom and dad's home. I married your mom and dad. I did. The Pace House, Franklin, Virginia. It's not even there anymore. We had a beautiful wedding that day, long before you were even a thought. And you came into this world, and God has a plan for you, Mara Day. What if we were able to say, oh, I went to church with her. Who are you talking about? You know, the girl that was playing on the college team. They won the championship this week. Her name was Mara Day. Okay. Is that cool? Is that what you hope for? Really? Okay. That's not prophecy. It's just good sense. That's all. It's good sense. Oh, I used to watch her at our church. She gracefully danced across that platform. Did you see her? Yes, yeah, she was an Olympic choice this year. Is that a hope that one day you could excel to that kind of level? But you know what? If you get the hope, the right hope right, and you hope in Christ first, somebody say first. If you seek first his kingdom, then he's the one who are able to channel all of these things. Okay. I remember when I was a young man, not 62. Yeah, baby. I'm with you. I was your age too one time. Old Sadie. I remember I was a young man, and I remember aspiring to be a preacher. I remember when the call of God was real on my life. And I just wanted to say, you know, one day I think I'm going to pastor a church. And today I have the amazing honor to have pastored the same church for 32 years. 32 years. Last Tuesday morning, I got up at 5:00 in the morning. I showered, I dressed, I sat in front of my table with a high-speed Wi-Fi signal and preached to the nation of Pakistan at 5:00 in the morning, and 1,766 people gave their life to Jesus. I'm sitting in my office upstairs. At the end of the service, I was able to pray for the sick, and they recovered, okay? They recovered. And I'm thinking, this is not true. How can this be? There was a day that I just wanted. I just hoped. If I don't do anything else for the kingdom. Corey, I've had a good life, man. I've had a good run. I'm like you, my friend. Sometimes I'm tired. This week's been one of them. I'm tired of this. I get tired of this sometimes. I've I've had enemy attack me several ways this week. Sometimes it makes you tired and weary, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Come on, y'all. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not grow weary. I may be 62, but you know what? I just dare to believe that some of my greatest days of ministry are yet before me, because God has a plan for my life. He's using me, and He still wants to use me in greater measure. And today I just choose to take a little plastic set of elements. You have them in your hands. If you don't, please raise your hand and let someone get one for you. Can we have some distributed here in the house? Thank you. Just hold your hand until someone puts one in your hand. Now, welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. It's safe for you to partake of communion here. We celebrate open communion. That means if you're part of the kingdom, you can receive it here. I think about this tremendous, tremendous sacrifice that the Lord has made. I hold in my hand the elements of hope. The elements of hope. And I pull the first little layer back. Just peel it back right off the top. Little plastic layer. We've made it so easy in this simple world today. You have this bread in your hands. Jesus was the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He who eats of me, Jesus was saying, you'll never hunger. You'll never hunger. He's your substance. He is your nourishment. He is what keeps you moving forward in your life. And His body on the cross of Calvary was broken. They beat Him. They brutally beat Him. He gave His body freely. Lord, thank You for fulfilling Your purpose. You said in Your word, as we mentioned earlier, that You were born, yes, Christmas time, but for the sole purpose of dying for the sins of humanity. We thank You for Your body, broken, bruised for us. And today we take bread together as a reminder. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, partake of the bread. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 9:23 says, for without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, no remission. When I was a kid, I used to hang around the Baptist church, and when they did communion, we didn't tell anybody. But Pastor Frank, you know what we would do when all the adults were talking after the service? We'd go and we'd get one in little things, and we'd take a sip. Take a sip, because it was fascinating, Sam. Fascinating to get one of them little cups. But I've come to the reality of knowing what this cup means. It means that He stretched out His arms on the cross, humiliated before the world. I've been to Israel many times, and one of the last things we do before we leave that nation is we go to the garden tomb area. And when you get to the end of it and you set up on the place by the skull, they tell you here today, look over your shoulder and you'll see a busy bus station. There are buses in and out of there just parking. And they remind you that this highway has always been a busy highway, historically. Because the Romans didn't take them on a hill far away. Sorry. That's not where He died. He died on a rugged cross, but it wasn't on a hill far away. It was in the middle of the busiest highway in that land. so that everyone could see him suspended there and humiliated before that community and that society. A hustle and bustle of traffic in those days saw Jesus Christ bleed and die for your sins and for my sins. Blood. Why blood, Pastor? Well, go to the Old Testament. Go to the book of Genesis, all the way back to the book of the beginnings, and you'll discover that Adam and Eve were placed in the Garden of Eden. They were placed there, and they were told, listen, you can have at it, man. I've got a lot of stuff here for you, but don't eat of the fruit that's on the tree in the midst of the garden. For when you do, you'll surely die. And you know the story. The serpent comes along and deceives Adam and Eve. They did eat, the Bible says. And then the Bible says that while the Lord God was walking in the cool of the day, he poses this great question. Adam, where are you? He wasn't asking where Adam was geographically. God knows everything about you. He wasn't saying, hey, man, you're hiding in the bushes. That was nothing to do with it. He was saying, where are you in light of my only rule? Where are you in light of don't eat of that fruit? And the Bible says the eyes of them both were opened. And they realized in their shame that they were naked. I mean, if you run into me, if you barge into my bathroom at my house, the first thing I'm going to do is, okay, I'm going to do a crouch, okay? And you will too. You're not just going to stand there and say, come on in. No, you're going to cover. Why? Because every human being, for some reason the younger generation liked that part. I don't know. Every human being has with them a sense of this is private. That's what we call them, right? Privates. This is private. And so you cover yourself. You cover yourself. But here's the beautiful story. Jesus Christ took care of the cover. Okay? He shed his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. So now we can come boldly to the throne of grace, expecting help in the time of trouble. We can come boldly now because his blood was shed for us. And so today, Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for this significant portion of today's service where we peel the next layer back. And together we partake. Father, thank you for this blood shed for us, for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. You may partake together. Thank you, Lord, for the hope that we have in you. Thank you for the hope that we have in you. See, you don't take communion because you got it all in order. You take communion because you point to the reality of what is required for you to have it in order. Okay? That's why the Bible says you examine yourself. Every time I marry someone, I become a better husband. Every time I bury someone, I become a better Christian. And every time I dedicate a child, I'm the best father in the world. So every time I take communion, I'm reminded today, Wallace, keep it straight, bud. Keep it straight. Keep your life in order. Make sure Jesus is first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all of these things shall be added unto you as well. Can my ministers come and join us here at the front? Leaders, pastors, elders, because I want to give you an opportunity today to just have someone to lay hands on you and pray for you, make sure that your needs are met. If you're here today, please don't step out of this building without allowing someone to pray for you if you have a need. If you need salvation, just tell them, hey, I just need to get it right. I just need to get it right. If you have a need in your body, physically, the doctor said to you, hey, I'm sorry, but this is what's there, and you need a touch in your body. Maybe in your emotions. Maybe you're struggling in your emotions. Can we stand together? Maybe you're struggling in your emotions today, and you just need someone to encourage you. Come on, go ahead and begin to step out of your seats and come. Just come right down the aisles here, and let's allow God to touch his people today. Just step out and come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love to see people come and pray. It's a beautiful thing. Just have someone agree with you. The Bible says if any two shall agree touching any one thing, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. My man Sam. God bless you.
I surrender.
nothing back.
I'm holding nothing back. I'm holding nothing. Sing all to Jesus.
All to Jesus now.
All to Jesus.
All to Jesus now.
Is the words that Kaiji just sung. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender all my expectations, all my disbelief, all of my confused thoughts, everything I've heard. I just surrender. I want to tell you today, God wants to heal you. He does. You're right. And it's really nothing about you. He's done it all. It's already done. The healing that you stand in need of, declares the Lord, is already done. He just simply is asking you to receive it. So if that's you today, come on, slide out of your seat, slip up here, just receive the healing that was already accomplished for you on Calvary when he said it's finished. It's a done deal. It's over with. Just come on down. Come on down. Let God heal you today. He's a healer. Maybe an emotional thing, maybe a physical thing. Hallelujah. All to Jesus. Holding nothing back. I surrender.
Holding nothing.
Come on, take that thing up, man. I surrender.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I hope you've got your healing today. I hope you've got what you've come here for today. There's no reason for us not to have it because God's been in the house all morning. He's here. So if you still have it, even after this is gone, you can still come forward. If you want your time alone, that's fine. And somebody will still be here with you. But I pray for you today as we get ready to close that you and your family have a great week, that your prayers are answered, but you keep your name, you keep His name on your lips at all times, that you pray in every word. As you get up in the morning, you thank Him and you thank Him for what's going on during your day, because the faith that you have in Him is the reason He moves in your life. Because nothing gets done without faith that we have in Him. Nothing does. So if we bow our heads today, I do pray for your family. Dear God, I come to you today, Lord God, as we leave, touching each and every one that is getting ready to walk out of these doors, Lord, their families, their loved ones, the sick ones, Lord, that didn't make it, the ones online, Lord God, that are listening. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you do for us daily. When even we forget it, Lord, at times to do so, we thank you now, Lord. And we ask you to walk with us as we walk out of here and be with us, Lord, all week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.